As far as clearance is concerned for such type of project imports, import clearance is granted on the basis of bill of entry passed under the provisional assessment scheme. That is section number 18. After normal examination and clearance of the goods would be required to be taken directly to the project site for installation. Here, the custom broker or the importer is required to declare the project registration number and all details in the bill of entry and mention that this is provisional assessment for this particular project. Subsequently, the importer is required to submit the following documents for purpose of finalization of the assessment after clearance of the last consignment. Now, normally the clearance setting up of the project takes 2 or 3 years. So during this entire period of 2-3 years, all consignments, all specific material which are all imported under provisional assessment scheme. After the last consignment has been cleared, then importer has got to file certain documents for finalizing the provisional assessment and completing the procedure under assessment procedure under section 17. Here, the importer has got to submit a reconciliation statement. That means a statement showing the description, quantity, value of goods which have been imported with a certificate from a registered chartered engineer certifying that installation of each of the imported item of machinery in that particular project site. Copies of all bills of entry, invoice and final payment certificate also has got to be submitted to the Customs Department contract cell for final assessment purpose. After this is done, there is verification done by the Customs Department. And here there are two types of verification. One is a plant site verification. To ensure that imported goods have actually been used for the project for which they have been imported, plant site verification is done where value of the project contract exceeds 1 crore. In other cases, plant site verification is normally not done. That means for smaller projects, plant site verification is not required. For very large projects, plant site verification is required where a group of officers will go to the plant, check whether all the machinery has been installed as declared. Subsequent to this, there is an action by the assessing group for final assessment purposes. In the normal course, after submission of the reconciliation statement and all the other documents by the importers, the provisional assessments are finalized within a period of 3 months where plant site verification is not required, and within 6 months where plant site verification is required. That is the post-clearance operation for complying with final assessment has got to be complied with in this particular fashion as far as all project imports are concerned. When we look at the other types of custom bonded warehouse, there is a totally different method of bonding of goods for import without payment of duty for a certain period of time. And here, there is a special facility being granted for warehousing of imported goods in a custom bonded warehouse without payment of custom duty at the time of import. This is permitted under the Customs Act 1962, chapter number 9. The entire set of procedure is listed out under chapter number 9. Basically, goods after landing are permitted to be removed to a warehouse without payment of duty, and duty is collected at the time of clearance from the warehouse. As long as the goods are kept in that custom bonded warehouse, the importer is not required to pay any customs duty, but when he wants to take delivery of the cargo for his usage in his factory or any other place, at that time he will file the document, pay customs duty, and take delivery from the custom bonded warehouse. In all such cases, custom bonded warehouse, the warehouses are to be licensed at particular places only, which have been so declared by the Central Board of Indirect Taxes and Customs, or Principal Commissioner of Customs, or Commissioners of Customs. They will license all this kind of custom bonded warehouse. They have got to follow different types of regulations. That is, first of all, there is a set of 3 licensing regulations. Number 1, Special Warehouse Licensing Regulation, Private Warehouse Licensing Regulation, and Public Warehouse Licensing Regulation. That means there are 3 different kinds of a custom bonded warehouse. And then those licenses will have to follow the other regulations, that is the warehouse custody and handling regulations, the special warehouse custody and handling of goods regulation, the warehouse goods removal regulations, and manufacturing and other operations in warehouse regulations also. These regulations have got to be followed by the licensee. When we saw 3 different types of licenses for the warehouses, 3 different types of warehouses, let us understand what is the meaning of each of these warehouses. First one is, as far as definition under the Customs Act is concerned, a special warehouse means a site or building that is licensed by Principal Commissioner or Commissioner of Customs under Section 58A, wherein dutiable goods may be deposited. That means importers can deposit dutiable goods. Any importer can deposit dutiable goods. Private warehouse means a site or building that is licensed by Principal Commissioner or Commissioner of Customs under Section 58, wherein dutiable goods imported by or on behalf of that importer only can be deposited. That means the importer has got his own warehouse and he obtains a private warehouse license from the Customs Department. He can store his imported goods only. If he has a sister concern in any other name, no, those goods cannot be stored in his particular licensed private warehouse. Only imported goods directly imported by that particular license holder, importer, can be deposited without payment of duty in that particular warehouse. The next form is a public warehouse. It means a site or building that is licensed by Principal Commissioner or Commissioner of Customs under Section number 57. Again, where dutiable goods may be deposited. Now, the difference between the 3 is a very small difference. Number 1, a special warehouse, there the site or building can be by private operators like ICD, CFS, AFS, etc. or any public entity also. State government owned warehouses also, they can come under the special warehouse. Private warehouse has got to be owned. The entire site or building is owned by the importer only. And third, public warehouse is where the warehouse site or building is owned by a government undertaking for public deposit of custom bonded goods purposes. This is the primary difference between the three. Now, in order to deposit the goods in a custom bonded warehouse, the importers are required to obtain a bond with security. Importer has to execute a triple duty bond at the custom station of import for the goods to be cleared for deposit in a warehouse. Now, what is triple duty and why triple duty? Number one, the bond is required to be given to the customs department, ensuring that number one, duty will be paid by the importer bondholder. Second, if he keeps the goods for a long period, then interest will accrue on the imported goods duty component. So that has got to be added also in case there is a delay in payment of duty. Third, the warehouse keeper will need to ensure that he gets his own rent and other warehousing charges, including insurance premium for his entire warehouse, safety of the cargo. Not the marine cargo insurance policy. It's only his own warehouse has got to be insured. And that premium, whatever is being spent, he will recover from the individual consignee whose materials are being kept over there. Apart from that, any other operation which he is required to perform within his particular warehouse, like unloading, stacking, properly keeping it covered, etc., etc., for that he will recover all charges as required to be recovered. So that is why a triple duty bond has got to be executed by the importer. Now, the triple duty bond can be of two different kinds. Number one, individual consignment-based bond for a single consignment. Or a general bond for a number of consignments, multiple imports by an importer within a specified period. Normally, such periods are maybe 1 year or 2 years or even up to 3 years. You can take out a general bond also. And don't give individual bonds for each and every consignment that is coming. This is a facilitation for large importers who are regularly importing goods and storing in custom bonded warehouse. Apart from this bond, a security has to be given on two accounts. Number one, for transit of the goods from gateway port to the custom bonded warehouse. There is a transit. So that transit risk insurance policy security has got to be given. For storage of the goods, also security has got to be given by the importer because liability is on the importer as far as duty component is concerned. As far as security is concerned, security need not be provided under certain cases, certain conditions. Number one, central government, state government, or any union territory administration or government undertaking, they need not provide any warehousing security. Then machinery, equipment, raw materials imported for manufacture and installation in a power generation units, they also do not require any such security. All project imports, they do not require any security. Petroleum products import, they do not require any security to be given. Machinery, equipment, raw material imported for building and fitment to ships, because ships are all foreign going ships, no security is required. Goods used in the units operating under manufacturing in bond scheme, that is manufacturing operations in a custom bonded warehouse, no security deposit is required to be given. And goods which have been warehoused for supply to diplomats of foreign countries, Why? Because they are all duty-free. So in such cases also, no security is required to be given. And goods which are warehoused and sold to duty-free shops in the international ports or airports, no security is required to be given. In all other cases, a security is required to be given by the importer. Transportation of the goods, there is a special procedure, special requirement as far as transportation of such goods where duty has not been paid. These regulations require the goods arriving at the warehouse from a custom station. They have got to be affixed with a one-time lock, that is RFID-based bottle seal, with the serial number endorsed upon the bill of entry or the transport document. And the warehouse keeper or bond officer is required to inspect the seal, check it with the document, and if it is found to be intact, permit the goods to be unloaded at the warehouse. In case of removal of goods from a custom station for depositing into a warehouse, the container or means of transport has got to be either a closed truck or a full container load. And they also have got to be affixed with a one-time RFID-based lock by the proper officer at the custom station. The OTL number has got, along with the date and time of its affixation, has got to be endorsed on the bill of entry or any other transport document accompanying the goods. As far as security for transit purpose is concerned, the importer is required to obtain a comprehensive transit risk insurance policy to cover the transit of the goods equal in sum to the duty involved on the goods in favor of President of India. And transit in such cases will refer to movement of goods from the custom station of import to the custom bonded warehouse, or from the custom bonded warehouse to another custom bonded warehouse, or from a custom bonded warehouse to a custom station for export in case the goods are being re-exported. When we look at security for storage, there are different levels of security for storage involved. First, we look at normal goods, and then we will look at sensitive goods. Two different types of security is required to be given. First, we will look at the normal goods. Here, for initial period of storage in a custom bonded warehouse, there is no security required to be given. Why? Because you have already given a triple duty bond to the custom department. But if you want to go for any extension period beyond that 1 year period, then before the expiry of that 1 year period, the importer has got to furnish a security by way of a bank guarantee for an amount equivalent to 25% of the sum of duty, plus interest on that 25% sum of duty for the previous period of 1 year. This is extension by another 1 year after 12 months. After that, if you still want to extend it beyond 2 years, before expiry of that 2 years, you again have got to give, with the application, extension application, you have to give a bond with bank, you have got to give a bank guarantee for security equal to 50% of the duty involved, with interest of that 50% duty amount for the preceding 2 years. Beyond 3 years, you want to again extend the period, then you have got to give a security in the form of a bank guarantee equivalent to 100% of the custom duty involved, with interest applicable for the previous 3 years. Once you have given the bond for 100% duty with applicable interest for 3 years, subsequent to that, there's no further extension required at all. At any given time, the customs department or the custodian of the goods, warehouse keeper, can send notice to the importer. 3 notices are required to be given. Please clear your goods within such and such period, or we will encash the bank guarantee. Customs department can encash the cash guarantee, and then based on the triple duty bond, further recoveries can take place. Technically, it means that beyond 3 years, you should not put the goods in a custom bonded warehouse. If we look at sensitive goods, the storage requirement is initial period of 1 year, no requirement of furnishing of any security. Any period beyond 1 year, requirement is bank guarantee equivalent to 50% of the duty amount with interest clause added for the previous 1 year. Beyond 2 years, if you want to have a further extension, then in such cases you have got to give 100% duty bank guarantee with interest applicable for that 100% duty for the previous 2 years. Beyond 2 years, normally no extension after the 3rd year is required, but if at all, any time, the custodian or the custom department can issue a notice to the importer, 3 notices again same, and mention that if you don't clear within this particular period, we will encash the bank guarantee. Again, as far as sensitive goods are concerned, it can be that for a private bonded warehouse, mind you, private bonded warehouse is the license holder is the importer, the premises is of the importer. So he keeps those sensitive goods in his own particular warehouse, which is licensed under Section 58. So these are private bonded warehouse. In all such cases, the importer is required to give a bank guarantee equivalent to 100% duty involved at the custom station of import before removal of the goods. And therefore, the importer shall therefore not be required to furnish a transit insurance policy. Why? Because it has been covered in the security first stage itself. So, total 100% bank guarantee is required to be given. If the importer wants to extend it by another period, or if the importer wants to remove the sensitive goods from a custom bonded public warehouse to his private warehouse, then from there he has got to furnish a security by way of bank guarantee equal to 100% of the duty amount with interest applicable for the previous year. Now, why I am talking about this, I'll explain to you later. Any extension beyond this period of warehousing is sought, importer shall be required to pay bank, give bank guarantee equivalent to 100% of duty involved and interest accrued previous period. Now, look at the situation over here. An importer, if he keeps the sensitive goods in his own warehouse right at day one when he's clearing the goods, he has got to give bank guarantee for 100% of the duty amount. Of course, that bank guarantee, if he obtains from a bank, he has got to make sufficient payment for that to the bank, keep sufficient deposit with the bank. Therefore, he would prefer to keep it in a public warehouse, where for the first year, no bank guarantee is required to be given. So, for 1 year, at least the importer is free from giving any bank guarantee. Subsequently, if he wants to extend it by a period, if he transfers it to his warehouse, he has got to give 100% bank guarantee. But if it is kept in a public bonded warehouse and he extends the period, then he has got to give bank guarantee equal to only 50%. So again, there is a saving for him. It's only when he goes to the third year in a public bonded warehouse there, he has got to give 100% bank guarantee. At that time, he would transfer the goods into his private warehouse. By giving 100% bank guarantee with interest accrued for the previous years. Mind you, this is only for sensitive goods imported by an importer having his own private custom bonded warehouse. What are the sensitive goods? We have discussed so much about sensitive goods. Very small list. All types of liquors, wines, spirits, whiskey, brandy, beer, other alcoholic beverage, etc., etc. They are all sensitive goods. Why? Because even sitting in the warehouse, you can start drinking them immediately. Anybody can drink and it vanishes. Nobody comes to know. Even the custom officer sitting stationed in that particular custom bonded warehouse may start drinking it from there. So that is why they are sensitive goods. Cigars, cigarettes and manufactured products of tobacco. Same thing, they can be consumed over there directly. And that is why they are termed as sensitive goods and therefore special provisions applicable. Apart from this short list of sensitive goods, all other goods are classified as normal goods requiring a normal bonding period requirement. Thank you.